And it is time for Arts Live and Local. The arts are spinning too. They are off the charts. They are everywhere. And if someone comes to one of your events in Clatsop County and comes up to you with a survey and with a very official-looking button that says Arts Council of Clatsop County, Americans for the Arts survey, please check it out, because we're trying to show the tremendous economic impact of the arts in the communities so that perhaps grant money will come in. Perhaps the arts will be recognized, as they are by many, but not by all, as a very important part of these rural communities that we call home. Glad and proud to say that Coast Community Radio, KMUN, KTCB, KCPB, and the Telecom Foundation was once again voted the best radio station in the area. Thank you to all of you who took the time to give us that support again. It's Carol here. Got a full show. I want to start out with a dedication for freedom, for peace, for people figuring out how to do the right thing. On the 27th, that would have been a couple of days ago, January, it was the 71st anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz. So I have a song from Ann Feeney, and then we will bring on the guests. Thanks for being here. Stay tuned.
Oh, the snow was softly falling on the little Polish town, and the winds of late December, they were blowing. The clouds were all the color of the finest wedding gown, but it wasn't from the clouds that it was snowing. And as we count the number of their names, may we come to see their ashes as the flowers of the flames. May our knowledge be the measure of our darkest memory. May our mercy be the measure of our knowing. They have killed another poet, sang the skies to Bolivar. Now the heart of every hero will be aching. But the silence only deepened in the bones of his guitar. With the sound of every finger they were breaking. And the song goes on forever if it's true. While tyrants rot like roses in the damp and bloody dew, till our words become the anthem of a never-ending love, and our music sets the measure of its making. I saw the Queen of Heaven doorway of a dream down the streets of Sarajevo. She was sweeping with a flower for the children, too terrified to scream, and the mothers all too weary to be weeping. And if the hand of innocence at prayer can rinse the smell of guns smoke from the flowers in her hair. May she lead us to the promise of a final pledge of peace. May our honor be the measure of its keeping.
Mary Ann Feeney with Flowers of Auschwitz. Well, right here in our area, we have so many Richards. And when I say our area, I reach out. We've got several counties. We've got, of course, Clatsop County, where the station is located, Tillicum County in the south, across the river in Washington, Pacific and Wakayakum counties. And to the east is Clatskanie, and it is Columbia County, only, I don't know, I think of Clatskanie as being separate from Columbia County because you're so close to us, and right. The rest of Columbia County seems to be more like a Portland thing. I don't know. Does that make sense? That's very true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So my guests are, as far as I'm concerned, they are Mr. and Mrs. Clatskanie Arts Commission, and that would be Elsa and Dee Woolley. So thank you so much for coming and being ready to spread the word. There's some very exciting stuff. I know we talked about a new building coming, but it's here, is that right?
It is here.
Tell us.
We finished, actually it was a 10-year project. We were partners with the Clatskanie Foundation for a $3.3 million restoration of an old IOOF hall, 1926 building.
Oh,
and our part was the restoration of a beautiful 160-seat theater that's in the bottom floor of it. It's all Art Deco. It is just a dream come true for us.
I can't wait to see this.
It's beautiful.
This is so
I hope
exciting.
That everyone will come down and enjoy a performance there because it's just fabulous.
So it's right on Highway 30?
It's right at the stoplight. You just turn and it's right there.
Like where Humps is?
On
is
the other
on
side.
The opposite side.
So yeah. You take a right at the...
Yes, mm-hmm. As you're going east, just mm-hmm. turn right at the light and okay. It'll be on your left, the second building up.
Oh, so that's very easy to easier than the high school.
Easier, yes.
Okay,
yes.
In the middle school. Because most of the time when the Woolleys have been here, they've told us about events happening, being held at the Donovan Woolley facility, which was very cute. We just had that revealed right here in the at the station.
Yes.
I introduced the Woolleys to Susie McCleary, one of our programmers, long-term programmers, and she said, well, what about the, I said, Dee and Elsa Woolley, and she said, oh, okay. What about the Donovan Woolley?
Yeah.
And yep, that's the man right here, sitting
here
right
I am.
Here.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
And you taught, was it band?
Band and choir, yes.
Choir mm-hmm. for?
30 years.
30 years, yep. So the most of the events, and the middle, is it that the middle school and high school are one
right.
building?
Right, they're combined now, yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. So they shared their space. How many seats are in that facility?
450 seats in that facility.
Okay, so that's the big one. But
right.
sometimes you have people come and you want a more intimate space.
Exactly. And we went back in our history of the Arts Commission and kind of averaged out our audiences, and it was about 150 to 180.
Mm-hmm.
And so this, we've sold out several performances, and it's been just,
that's
it's
just
been a wonderful fun. Experience for the audience, a wonderful experience for the performers.
Yes, and for you to say, okay, community,
yes.
Now you better get on and get your tickets. It's not going to be guaranteed tickets at the door anymore.
Several exactly. of them got caught short, the first one.
Right.
And got left out.
Right.
So they've learned, yes.
Yeah, I'm sure they did very quickly. So what kinds of things do you have? Now, are you still using the other space?
We use the other space for Missoula Children's Theater mm-hmm. and the Oregon Symphonic Band when they come mm-hmm. out for their concerts,
mm-hmm.
just because they're so large. And
right.
the demands for the dressing rooms and stuff for Missoula is better at the high school. So.
And besides, you have all those children with their grandmothers, their yes. aunts, their mm-hmm. uncles, their neighbors who want
right.
to come and
yeah,
see.
Exactly.
Are there facilities? Does the new space have a name?
It's the Birkenfeld Theater.
Oh, that's going to be confusing.
It is. People are, but the project began with a bequest from Keith Birkenfeld when he passed away, but it had to be for a bricks and mortar project.
Okay.
So that was $500,000 that started the project. And then his foundation was pleased with what we were doing, so they gave another $500,000. So for $1 million, he got his name on the theater.
And is that with a T or a D?
D.
D. It is, just mm-hmm. like yeah. the town of Birkenfeld.
Yes. Right.
Is mm-hmm. it the same
and it
person?
And it is the same family.
Same
he
family.
Did live, he, his family did live part he, of the time in Klatskanai.
Right. And oh. he was, I believe he was a teacher in Seattle area. So,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What a smart man.
Yes.
And
such a generous man.
Very generous. and to choose a small community. Because really, yes. in Seattle, that would have been a drop in the bucket. They
right.
have so many things going on.
Right.
But here, this
yeah.
is fabulous.
It is.
So. And are you open for performances and rehearsals only? Is that how it works? Or is it, what about the rest of the building?
The rest of the... It's a very interesting building. It's a partnership with the Klatskanai Foundation, who owns the building.
Now, who is...
They're just a 501c3 nonprofit organization that is just... they do a lot of scholarships and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Arts Commission. And then also, the city of Klatskanai has moved its offices upstairs.
Oh.
So we have offices okay. upstairs, plus we're able to restore the beautiful old ballroom. And we actually have the original 1920s floor.
Oh,
and it
my.
Was refinished, but
wooden.
It is
yeah.
breathtaking. And
it's all maple.
Mm-hmm. It is gorgeous. And
oh,
then,
I can't wait. Yeah.
So we've had a lot of events up there.
Yeah.
You know,
a fabulous dance floor, no doubt.
We yes, had a fun
yes.
time
yeah.
on New Year's Eve
oh,
up there.
My
yes.
goodness. Now, if you've got offices upstairs, so they work Monday through Friday?
Right.
No? Mm-hmm. So does that mean the building is open?
The building mm-hmm. itself is open. Usually the ballroom and the theater are locked.
Okay. But you could maybe peek in or get oh, an well, idea.
Yes. Anybody that would like to come through, just give us a call.
We love to give the tour.
I got my pen ready. What's your? Where should they call?
They can reach us at 503-728-3403.
Mm-hmm. 3403. And while we're talking about the space, if we have artists contact us, now that you have a smaller space who would like to do a show, should we send them to you and then you can decide whether it fits your bill?
Or yes. That would be wonderful.
I mean, if they're coming this way.
We would love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We would love that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to be able to just say, yes, you can perform on a Wednesday or,
exactly.
you know, we don't have to check the football schedule or
yeah,
something
right.
like that.
Right.
So it's really nice and it gives us a lot more. We don't even know where the end will be. It just opens up everything for new adventures.
It's just wonderful.
One of the things I wanted to make sure to mention, too, is that all of the feature lighting in the new performance areas were hand-done by a local artist. So he started with blank glass, and all of the fixtures are in the Art Deco style. And they're
wow.
absolutely stunning.
Is this, when you say local, you mean in Klatskanai?
Well, yeah, he lived just outside
right.
of...
Yeah, close enough.
Yes,
right.
yeah, he's
local.
A Klatskanai person. Yes,
right.
Yes.
Wow.
And they're beautiful.
They are. They're,
absolutely
That's
beautiful.
Worth the tour right there, is
yes.
just to see them. We think there's 80 of them there that Jeremy Furnish did, and they're beautiful.
And did you have to... get new seats and things like that. Oops.
the architect for our building are the architects for McMiniman's. And so they're really into restoring.
Uh-huh.
And they put us on to some seats that were available at the Baghdad Theater. They were changing theirs out.
Oh,
and
my.
They were absolutely the 1920s style.
Oh.
So we spent the summer stripping the gum off them.
We being
the Arts Commission and the foundation.
Oh my God, this is hands on.
It was
definitely hands on.
Yes, and restoring them and cleaning them, and they are stunning also, and they're very roomy.
Mm.
People comment about, oh, these are such nice
Interesting.
Seats.
Interesting, you wouldn't expect. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
they're lovely, so
okay.
we're very proud of them. So if you walk in the building with gum, you better walk out with gum. Because we're not, no more of that gum stuff.
Right, no gum stuck on the bottom of the chairs.
No.
And no eating in the theater, probably. No. You know, at least for the first 10, 20 years.
Yes. When we're gone, maybe somebody will let you. But
no, it's, you know, when you put that much work, and it sounds exquisite, and you've paid so much attention to the detail. So did you know that much? I mean, yes, you are retired adults, but you're not that old. So you weren't around in the 20s.
Oh,
right.
So where did you get your advisors?
Well, we did a lot of research with the foundation, or doing going to the Historical Society, trying to find pictures. And it was amazing that there were very few pictures of that building, the inside. But McMiniman's were very good about knowing the restoration style.
Sure.
And so they really helped us a lot.
Specialty. So what has the building been doing for the last however many years? Is it just...
It was essentially owned by a hoarder who had it filled to the rafters with
stuff.
In fact, that was a saving grace for our ballroom floor, because he had so much stuff up there. The roof was leaking, but it saved the floor because he had it covered up.
So there was a silver lining.
I guess there was a silver lining.
Well,
yes.
Not only that, my next question was, how did it manage to not be torn down? Because, you know, so many people have come in and... they wanted to tear down the Liberty at one point and put in a multiplex or God knows what, you know. So
I think it just, the fact that he owned it.
Someone owned it.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
We were all disgusted with how it looked, but we just didn't know quite what to do. And then this money just kind of arrived, and it was kind of like, yes, you need to restore that building.
So this man sold it? Or died.
Sold it to us.
He
did sell
it
to the foundation.
We're not going to mention any names, but is he in the area?
I don't even remember his name.
I think
name,
he was more seaside area, I think.
I was just thinking, I've got a lot. I've got too much stuff, too. but I don't have a nice floor to. But I'm just thinking, if that kind of change happened, and you come back and you look at it and you go, that's where I had all my stuff. It doesn't even look like the same place.
Right.
So good for you. That's wonderful.
We have this wonderful, it's about a 12-minute video that one of the persons on the foundation committee started taking from the very beginning when we first bought the building all the way to the end. And if anyone wants a tour, they must watch the movie.
We're happy to show.
Because it shows the hoarder's materials. And
terrific.
It's fun.
We have to mention also that the other... One more space is a wonderful quilt shop.
Oh, right.
Wonderful.
Yes.
So is the building now, all the spaces are filled with different kinds of, are there other shops or artist studios or anything?
No.
Just that.
There's one retail spot next door, and that's where the quilt shop is.
Okay.
And it has a beautiful tin ceiling in it, so it stays in the style.
We do have a catering kitchen off the ballroom, so things can happen.
From the local performing arts center, the Clatsop College owns. Boy, it sure would be nice to have someone come in, and because it's also it seats 250 as opposed to, for example, the Liberty with 650.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's so good to have these
the different sizes.
Yeah, so to have possibilities. So, speaking of which, what do you got coming?
Well, we're finishing off our performing arts series with Diane Lyons, and she comes with a four-piece band and herself, and they do kind of historical look at music. They start with World War II, and they go right up to rock and roll, telling stories, singing songs, playing the music of the times.
And when is that happening?
And it will be Saturday, February 13th.
February 13th. Okay.
Great Valentine's gift.
Oh.
And it's at 7:30 at the Birkenfeld Theater.
Okay. And how do people get these tickets that they better get in advance?
Well, there's tickets at Hump's Restaurant for sale. And since we do have a tendency to sell out, they can certainly call and we will reserve them for them if they'll call us at the number that...
Okay, and we'll repeat that, but there isn't an online...
Not yet.
Okay.
We're working on that, but we're not quite there
yet. So this is going to be on February 13th, And say again what that is.
It's Diane Lyons, and it's called Jump.
Okay. And, look what I have right here. If somebody would like one ticket and then take a friend, you know, I didn't warn anybody out there, so you would have to say to them, Carol just said on the air that she has a ticket for me for February 13th. Do not, please do not call in for a ticket if you may not go, because this is a gift from the Clatskanie Arts Commission, Elsa and Dee Woolley, my guests, for Jump with Diane Lyons. And again, the performance, tell them one more time now that I've said that I've got some tickets available.
What it is. It's a kind of a musical history trip from World War II on to the era of rock and roll with the five-piece band.
Nice. Okay. And what else are you going to be having there?
Well, we're trying new things. And so after that is over, we're going to start our Sunday series. And we're going to have a once-a-month Sunday afternoon concert. We're trying a lot of different varieties of music. We're going to start off in March with Ellen White, who's a famous blues performer. She just was named to the Oregon Hall of Fame for music. And then we're going to go classical with Amy and Todd Schendel. They are classical performers. And then in May...
On brass. They're
on brass right, yes, in April. And then in May, we're going to Honky Tonk.
Oh, my.
With a Honky Tonk Rebel. And then we're going to finish off in June with the famous classical guitarist Scott Kreitzer from Portland.
Oh, yes. Oh, this is wonderful. Okay, now, I'm going to tell the Woolies, and I'm going to tell all of you out there at the same time, in order to make sure that people know what's happening... What you want to do is go to coastradio.org, and it says events. Click on events, and then list your event. And you put it in there. It'll give you exact instructions, and then you push the button, and then it comes here. It will be approved, I'm sure. I don't know about the rest of you out there, but I'm sure their events will be. And then not only do you have it on the web, but you also will then have it put into our special green box here so we read it on the air. So folks out there, if you've got events or rehearsals, auditions that you would like to have announced, that's how you're going to do it. Well, congratulations on all of this. I am very much looking forward. Again, we're talking about the Birkenfeld Theater in Clatskanie. When you get to the light, the light in Clatskanie.
Yes.
You turn south. So from Astoria, that's to the right. And you said it's the second building on the left. It's right there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right there. You can't miss it, I'm sure.
Yes.
And check it out. I'm planning to do so. Thank you so much for coming
in.
And you'll go ahead and put those things on the web so people
we
can.
Will.
We will.
Okay,
yes.
Great. And thank you for your generous donation of tickets, and I'm sure somebody's going to be grabbing them. So
great.
Okay.
Thanks, Carol.
Elsa and Dee Woolley from the Clatskanie Arts Commission. And now I've got a little music for you. From the I'll repeat that phone number. Our phone number, 503 oh, God, there's hail falling outside. I just looked out the window. 503-325-0010. Give a call, and Susan's going to grab your phone call. And it's for February 13th at the Birkenfeld Theater in Clatskanie. And now I have for you a piece of music from Frogtown. And is that right? Yes, Frogtown, because Mark Mizell is coming in he'll tell you why. I'm not going to tell. Here you go, folks, right here on Coast Community Radio, KMUN, Astoria 91.9, back on the air, and KTCB 89.5.
Mm-hmm.
no place to call home. Nowhere left to roam, no one to turn to now, and no one's gonna show you how. You're feeling very small, not so grown up at all. Everywhere you seem to hit a wall, and the rain keeps coming down. Doesn't look like it'll stop now, but don't be afraid to sing your song when it comes from inside. It won't be wrong, just listen to your heart, feel it getting strong. Tears disappear without a trace. Tears disappear without a trace. Disappear without a trace. So feel the rain falling on your face, and let your music play. Washing all your fears away.
Well, that is the gorgeous voice of our beloved Heather Christie, and rather timely, considering that we just had a hailstorm outside and the rain was falling on our faces and everything else. So Mark Mizell is here to represent Seaside High School, a second annual, is that right?
Yes, it is.
This is a fantastic event, Tillamook Head Gathering, and it is happening tomorrow evening. It starts at 6:30. He'll fill in all of this. I'm just going to give you the logistics right now. Seaside High School Jazz Choir is going to start off at 6:30 along with a silent auction and hors d'oeuvres. It's all happening at the Seaside Civic and Convention Center, and talk about big spaces. And it is to support Seaside High School arts-related endeavors. And then the biggie, and why I was just playing Heather Christie, mm-hmm. some of you recognize what that was, from One Night in Frogtown, this fabulous book and music. And they are going to be part of this benefit. So welcome, Mark.
Thank you very much.
I'm just delighted. Last year you had...
We had Carl Marlantis. He was kind of the main star of the show. And then we had some local musicians, too. Mm-hmm. And Peter Lindsay joined Carl also.
Carl, yeah. And then, because they... actually, Peter was in here to talk about his book just a couple of months ago, and Carl had written added something to it.
Yeah, we had a great fundraiser for Peter's book
right.
in Cannon Beach the
right.
other night. Yeah,
that was fun. That was delightful. And was it the Moosley? I'm not sure how to pronounce her name. The local band.
Oh yeah, Kelsey Moosley.
Kelsey.
Yeah,
Kelsey.
Her band played, and John Mercero and
right.
And,
right.
Some other, and,
well,
yeah.
This is kind of local too, although it's gone big. The the Seaside Jazz Choir is definitely local.
Yep.
And then Heather Christie was pretty local too.
Absolutely. She graduated from Seaside High School, of course.
A few years ago.
A few years back, and I still remember the talent shows we'd have, and she would sing and play her guitar, and everybody was just blown away. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, here's this kid. Mm-hmm. But of course, by that time, she'd been in a lot of stuff. Of course, her family's very musical, and sure. She probably already had 10 or 11 years of music experience by the time she hit the high school, you know.
Yeah, actually, I don't think she started her career here, but she certainly was on air at age of 8 with her dad, Pierce Christie.
That's awesome.
So she was right here on the radio.
That's awesome.
And went off and did some, put together several albums, solo as well as the Heather Christie Band. Mm-hmm. And then Philip Peltier did the wrote and the music and the book for One Night in Frogtown.
Yeah.
Now, who is going to be coming to the performance? Do you know?
Well, you mean like who is the audience going to be? Or?
No, I mean for the Frogtown, is it going to be a whole group or are they?
I've got you. Excuse me. Yeah, Philip's going to be there and Heather Christie and then Andy War, this wonderful saxophone player. Mm. He used to play for Oprah Winfrey and some other folks. I mean, he's got quite a resume.
Does he live in Portland?
Portland.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then Andy Stokes, who lives over in Bend now, he's an Oregon Hall of Fame blues singer, rhythm and blues, you know, singer. Wonderful. And so anyway, they will be performing Saturday. And of course, the jazz choir will lead things off at 7. Actually, let me backtrack.
Yes, go ahead. You start.
The doors open at 6:30,
okay.
And the wonderful people at the stand are providing street tacos from between 6:30 and 7. And local artists are donating items for a silent auction, so people can come in, get a street taco, wander around, look at the art items, and place a bid. And then at 7 o'clock, our jazz choir will be singing. And then Frogtown will follow them.
And the Seaside Jazz Choir is from the high school?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of interesting because they're at an honors choir gig over in the Portland area, and they're supposed to get back around 6.
Oh, boy.
But, you know, Vanessa Rush, she just got married, heads that up, and she is an absolute dynamo. She's amazing.
And she said they could do it.
Yeah, and she is a performer. I mean, and you know how it is with performers. Yeah. They love the adrenaline rush. And, they,
and the kids are going to be going like, what?
Yeah.
You said we're going to do what?
Yeah.
But of course, once they get out there, they're performers themselves, of
Absolutely.
Course. And they'll be doing the same thing and probably excited for the whole thing. Yeah. Now, you raised quite a bit of money last year, didn't you?
Yeah, we cleared $6,000.
In one night.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's community support and providing some darn good entertainment. And so you've got that planned again for this.
Yeah, and last year, the money from last year has helped us do some pretty cool things.
Like what?
Dorota Lehigh, who works with the ELL kids at the high school, she had her kids participate in, it was kind of an visual arts workshop. And anyway, the kids went out, studied biology, and then did visual artwork, too. And she's got some of the pictures hanging up in her room. They're just gorgeous.
I see she's offered some botanical drawing classes herself.
Yeah. She's very talented.
So she and
her husband are both artists, of course.
Wonderful.
And and a couple of her kids are going to speak tomorrow night to talk a little bit about what they've done.
Mm-hmm.
And some of Mike Brown's technology kids. He took them over to Portland to an animation production facility over in Portland with some of the money from Tillamook Head Gathering.
That's terrific because that animation is so big.
Oh,
and we do have, and it's big, Portland is one of the centers
Portland,
for it.
Absolutely,
So to be able to avail the Seaside High School students of a trip.
Yeah.
So who makes those decisions, Mark? About
well, what they do is there's a committee of us, and humble people that they are. The other people on the committee, you know, would like to remain anonymous.
Okay.
As much as I would like to let the world know who they are, because they're awesome.
I can understand in a way because Other people are asking for the money, and they're the ones who have to make the decision. And they may have to turn down some of their friends.
I suppose that I never thought about that. But yeah, you're probably right.
It just occurs to me, you know.
Yeah. I never thought about that, but yeah, you're probably right.
But you are the spokesman. Your idea? Was it a group idea?
It was a group idea, yeah. I'm proud to be co-founder, but it's taken on a life of its own.
And what do you teach there?
I teach mostly ninth grade English.
Okay. Uh-huh. And what have you done with some of your students and students from Seaside High School?
Well, I did a BEATS class last year, spring term, and we had Oregon Book Award winning poet Clem Stark come in, and he met
great.
with the class. Mm-hmm. He's wonderful.
Yes.
And I didn't realize that he had a BEAT connection, but he and a lot of the guys in the San Francisco scene, you know, back when the mm-hmm. BEAT thing was happening,
mm-hmm.
We're buddies. You know, he and Gary Snyder are really good friends. And so he had these neat stories about Gary Snyder and talked about hanging out with him in San Francisco,
I bet some of the adults wanted to get in on this,
yeah.
too.
Well, it was neat. And we're doing a class this next spring built around the songs and lyrics of the Grateful Dead, and we're hoping to take a group of kids down to UC Santa Cruz. Do you know John Rippey?
Of course.
Okay, this was John Rippey's idea, because he went to UC Santa Cruz, and I get this postcard from him. I can't remember where he is, but he's out, you know, he retired last year, and now he's traveling the world, but I get this postcard, and it says, Mazzell, you've got to do a Grateful Dead class.
You know, and, I love it. Meanwhile, John Rippey has programmed here at KMUN with classical music and all this, you know, sort of quieter kind of stuff. And I see Grateful Dead.
He's wonderful. And he still has connections with people at UC
Santa Cruz.
And Santa Cruz has the best collection of Grateful Dead.
Is that right?
Material.
Why?
Just because that's kind of where they were. And I'm not sure if Robert Hunter, you know, Jerry Garcia's songwriting partner, I'm not sure if he went there or not, but there's quite a connection to UC Santa Cruz.
Boy. So this event, let's put this all together now.
Yeah.
The event tomorrow night is going to be raising money for Seaside High School students to possibly study the Grateful Dead music and go off to Santa Cruz.
I selfishly hope that I'll be able to get some money for that, but it's really open to
that's one of many projects
anybody. And I have to apply just like everybody else.
Sure. But you know who else is on the committee, so, you know, they have to.
I suppose, but this is America, Carol, and this is the way America operates.
Oh. wait, which America? Which America are we talking about, right? We'll talk about that later.
But I'd like to think it's...
Don't forget to vote, people.
Yeah,
okay, go
I'd like to think it's relatively altruistic.
No, this is... It's very exciting, though, to have the students involved in raising the money, as well as bringing in some outside artists, although, as I say, Heather herself graduated from Seaside High School, but she's gone way beyond, and all of these other people who are coming back, which inspires the young people, but it's still, they're still making it happen, too. The young, the students themselves are making it happen.
Absolutely.
And showing how important the arts are.
Yeah, and this silent auction is... Claire Ogilvie, who's a senior this year at the high school, she is coordinating that for her Pacifica project.
Fantastic.
And she's really a smart kid and well organized so anyway, she's heading that up, and she's doing some other stuff too.
Excellent. Yeah, Seaside High School, as far as I know, started the Pacifica project.
Absolutely, cause.
Now a lot of the schools are doing that, having their students do something. But I think Seaside was first, and it's a terrific idea.
Yeah,
do
my
something
cause
for
got
the
that
community.
Going over
right,
20 years ago, I think.
Right.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that it's been going that long.
Well, it's so obvious. It's like, well, of course. But then you say, oh yeah, well, it wasn't happening before. And these are high school kids, and they're doing it, and they learn, and they grow, and they work together, some of them.
Yeah.
So it's excellent.
And Haas has always believed in the idea of service being at the heart of things, you know, and it mm-hmm. should be with
Absolutely.
Education, service to other people.
Well, again, talking about small communities, mm-hmm. that's what it's about.
Yeah.
Because you live there, you know people, mm-hmm. and you realize how important it is to bring it together, cooperate to make it all happen. So yeah. giving back to the community. Is he still teaching at
Absolutely.
The high school?
Okay. Still going strong.
You guys are hanging in
yeah.
there. Okay.
He's starting to look a little like Jerry Garcia.
Oh, you know, the
with
hair
the gray
is
hair,
coming
gray hair, and the, but he's still got a youthful spirit.
For those of you who don't know, Mark Mizell, who's my guest right now, he has no hair, so he doesn't have to worry about that.
Hopefully, the light's not blinding you.
Yeah,
off
really,
off the
really.
Top of my
now,
hair.
Was it you who took kids to the Cowboy Poet?
Yeah, in fact, we're hoping to take a group down that way next year. Yeah, yeah. 3 years ago, we took a group down, and we're hoping to do that again next year.
Yeah. So, I'm so impressed. Again, you know, people like to diss each other. All young people, old people too, like to diss each other all the time. And then we see this community and you guys, the adults, stepping up and then doing it with the kids. And the kids get the idea and they get inspired and they understand how lucky they are and they put their effort out to pass it around. So it's a pretty exciting thing to be able to do. So thank you so much.
Well,
and I love
you.
This. Okay, this is the Tillamook. Now, why is it Tillamookhead? Is that in Seaside?
Yeah, that's the basalt outcropping between Cannon Beach and Seaside.
Okay.
You know, in the cove there, that piece of land mm-hmm. that juts out there.
Right, that's called Tillamookhead.
Tillamookhead,
okay,
yeah.
It's getting even more confusing because I just had the Clatskanie Arts Commission with the Birkenfeld Theater, and now we have the Seaside High School with the Tillamookhead. We've got all these different names. So this is indeed Tillamookhead Gathering, but it is happening tomorrow evening at the Seaside City Civic and Convention Center, and starts off at 6:30 with all the goodies, good food, good auction, and then the Seaside Jazz Choir at 7, and then at 7:30-ish, you know, it's all mm-hmm. ish, of
yeah,
course,
absolutely.
Is Frogtown with some amazing stars, including our own Heather Christie, One Night in Frogtown. It's a terrific production. I've seen it twice in different places. It's always a little different, of course.
Yep.
Depends on the venue as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, and they're trying out some new stuff tomorrow night addition to the older stuff.
Wow.
I can't remember if I told people where they can get tickets. Did I tell them?
Nope.
Okay. It's $15 at the door, but if they want to pay $10, they can get tickets from Beach Books or Seaside Coffee House.
Okay, so you can do that, but you know, we don't usually get prices, but sometimes they slip away from me. But the bottom line is, even if you get it in advance, you can pay as much as you want because you remember, although there is an auction, so you might want to save some money for that. But it's always good to give what you can when you know you're supporting good causes, including your own children and the arts. So, Mark, thank you so much for coming in, and thanks for putting this on. Is there either a website or a phone number if anyone has any questions?
We've got a Facebook page people can go to. If you just type Tillamookhead Gathering, that'll take you to Facebook. And then one of my fellow teachers, Ben Chambers, young guy who knows how to do the the technological stuff. He created an invitation page, I think he called it. I'm revealing what a dinosaur I am. I do know what a computer is. But.
I don't even have Facebook, so I'm way behind you here. So, okay, so basically, you can probably just show up at the door. You can still get tickets, do you think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a big enough space.
Oh, yeah.
Or if you're in Seaside, you can go to Beach Books. And what was the other one?
Seaside Coffee House.
Oh, Seaside Coffee House.
Yeah, they're across the street from each other. They're on holiday.
Yeah. And otherwise, just show up at the convention center and get yourself a ticket and enjoy the night and enjoy mm-hmm. supporting the arts and the students all in one. In Seaside. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you so
Great.
Much.
You bet. Okay, I have one last guest. Well, actually, there are two. And first, some music from Mary Flower, who's a wonderful musician. She is going to be in the area starting Wednesday and Thursday at the Adrift in Long Beach, and then Saturday she will be at the wonderful Peninsula Performing Arts Center. That's Saturday the 6th. So have a listen to Mary Flower, and I've chosen, appropriately, the Columbia River Rag. And for those of you who don't have a window to look out, it's not raining right now. Have a listen. Thanks for being here. She is good, folks, and she's going to be here this week, so watch for her. Well, speaking of good, I have one of my favorite people here, Marco Davis. And, you know, we started out, I just had Mark Mizell, Mark and Marco, on the air because he's at Seaside High School. Marco was at Astoria High School just a few years back. And if we had more time, I would actually sing to him because it's his birthday. It was yesterday, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yesterday.
Wow, that is so cool. And one of the reasons it's important is, one of the many reasons, of course, you were born then, but one of the other reasons is that you started celebrations in Astoria, wasn't it? Because you did a big birthday party,
yes.
And it was such a knockout that
we kept them going.
We kept them going, except burying them all the time.
Yeah.
And this time, something new is happening. But first, I want to introduce the other guest that Marco brought with him, Robin Kustik. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
Is this your first time on KMUN?
No.
Okay.
Yes, I've
okay.
I've done this.
Oh, she's an experienced. She is not a radio virgin. Darn.
I know, right?
I didn't have any today. Oh, well. And tell us your official title.
I am the community director and events coordinator for the Astoria Armory.
The Astoria Armory, that incredible new, relatively new. It's only been, what, a year or
two?
2 years already.
Yeah.
Wow. But it's amazing. My first guests were from Klatsk, and I talked about an old Oddfellows building that has just been resuscitated and made into a theater and offices and all kinds of things. So the
awesome.
Armory was like this great big in the middle of town, and now it's a very vibrant space.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So, but your event tomorrow night is not at the Armory.
Oh, no, it's no, tomorrow night it's a different event.
Yes,
that's the fete.
Yes,
for
tomorrow
the
night is the Age of Aquarius.
Oh, no, that's tonight.
Oh, wait. Oh, that's right. The 29th. That's tonight. Oh, yeah. Lord.
I know. No, there's so much going
too
on
many
right
events
now, Carol. Yeah, tonight's
for my brain.
The Age of Aquarius dance party at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center,
which is 342 10th Street. It is a 21 and over event, as are many of Marco's events.
Yes.
Because they are. Period.
Yeah.
Come and you'll find out why. So that's tonight, happening from 9 to midnight, and you have, you pronounce it
DJ I'm code 4.
DJ I'm code 4. Okay.
And then tomorrow's the FET fashion show.
Oh, Lord.
And that's for a benefit for the harbor. And
yes,
a lot of local people are bringing, they've gone into Deja Vu and they get all, did you already talk about this?
No, I have it written down. La FET fashion show at 7 o'clock at the Masonic Lodge.
Yes.
And it's mostly clothing from Deja Vu.
Yes, the designers go in and pick out the outfits, and then they have to build from things that they take from Deja Vu. And so then we have the fashion show there, and Daylight Comes is going to host us the event and do a little performing.
Oh.
She and Jessamine are doing a little performance at intermission.
But this starts at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And is this, what age is this?
This is an over 21 event.
Also over,
yes,
21. Okay. And are there men and women modeling the clothes?
Yes. Okay. And men and women designing as well.
And men and women designing,
yes,
as well. Folks, you should check out one of these events. You never know exactly. You never know what you're going to get.
And then the main reason we came today,
yes,
was about the adult prom, which is,
yes,
next weekend.
Okay.
But we just wanted to give people a little bit of time to maybe go out and get that perfect outfit
and
that
tell
you
never
had.
Tell us about the adult prom.
Robin.
So it's a throwback prom. You can dress any way you really like. You can do it over again, or you could do 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
We're going to have costume prizes for best era appropriate costume and crown kings and queens.
Mm-hmm.
and then we're going to have a photo booth that'll be set up so people can have their photos taken and
glam tram rides.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Not in the armory, for
no,
sure.
No, not in the armory.
Just making sure.
No,
you never
Jeff's going to take people on some glam tram rides. They can get.
And so this is February 6th, then? It's Saturday night?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay, so this is February 6th. What time is that happening?
8 o'clock.
8? Okay, that's doable.
And it's a benefit for the Armory and for the
Assistance League.
Oh.
Of the Columbia Pacific.
Right. Are you part of that, or did they, is that
we
just,
we partnered with them for,
okay,
this event.
Okay,
okay. Yeah. Well, we thought it would be kind of fitting, because they do a lot with them. A lot of young ladies in their prom dresses. So we,
yes,
thought, you know.
Yes, they do. They provide
really
jewelry and, mm-hmm, clothing for people who can use that. So, but I'm confused because there's just so many things going on.
I know, right?
Yeah. So tonight is the dance party at AAMC. Okay, that's number one tonight. I have to write my notes. And then the fashion show at the Masonic Lodge is tomorrow night.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then next week is the adult prom. Now, my high school didn't have a prom.
Well, now you,
see,
can have one, see?
I know. So, but the thing is, I never had to go through the angst of, well, who's your prom date, and do you have a prom date?
Right, I'm so, going stag.
So, well, why don't you?
Well,
ask
that's
her to
what
the
I
prom
was wondering. Yeah. Is it okay for people,
oh, yeah,
to go?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, we want people to know that, because I never learned these things because we didn't have a prom. I was very glad we didn't have a prom because I didn't have to. No, actually, my friends and I were like, hey, what are we, chopped liver? How come we didn't have a prom? And I never did learn the answer. So
that is so interesting. That would be an interesting thing to find out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's one of those things, you know, talking about tradition in things, and it's like one of those things that we have in our culture that's kind of like a rite of passage for kids, you know,
mm-hmm,
like those. And I think that a lot of times don't realize the kind of beauty and necessity of those kind of things. Like, I think they're, it's great to learn that formality of things and to get, have a reason to get dressed up and to mm-hmm. go out and to interact with people and dance. And
I think dancing too is something this town dies for.
Yeah.
And it'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And dressing up, right?
Oh, okay. Yes. Now tell
and
us.
And it's a do-over. Think of all the things that could go right.
I know.
A do-over.
Exactly.
Okay. So here's what I'm wondering, though, since you're partnering with the AL because they help young people dress up for their proms, who's going to help the not-so-young people who want to do a do-over? Should they go to Deja Vu and get help from, you know, or how do you, you know, some people may not know. Okay, like
Garbo's.
Yeah, Garbo's. Lynn would be a great asset to
could
speak
help,
to at
could
Garbo's.
Help people figure out what to wear.
And then Regina at Posey Reed. Oh my goodness, the dresses that she has in the back in that place are heaven. I mean, yes.
Okay, so there are places.
There are lots.
And what
of places.
And it can, it's not really formal. I mean, it can be if you want to, but it's more fun than formal. So if you want to just dress. No, 1970s. Mm-hmm. Bring out the leisure suit.
And am I right that leisure suit? That's after my time, but just those words are hilarious.
I know,
in my
funny.
Brain. So, and what about the guys? What should they? Yeah, I mean,
same thing. I mean, I'm wearing a ridiculous 80s dress. It's very poofy, and my husband is. Kind of wear a black shirt with a bow tie.
I love it. There's probably going to be some baby blue tuxedo, you know.
Wow.
Probably some good ruffles.
Music of all eras.
If people are really shy or still inhibited because they haven't met Marco yet, can they just come in, you know, jeans and something? Will
Absolutely.
They be allowed in the door?
Yeah,
we don't discriminate.
There you go. So everybody over 21 and over is welcome.
Yeah.
Fun clothing is encouraged.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But not
a requirement.
Not a requirement by any means.
We can only encourage. We can never enforce.
There you go. So but you need to jot this down, folks, though, because as I say, these are three different events happening in three different places. Let's see. Are they all over 21, though? Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that makes that,
that
makes
it easy,
at least. Thank you. So, again, tonight is the Age of Aquarius dance party. Is that encourage any clothing or just?
Oh, yes. Always.
How silly of me. That's at the Astoria Arts and Movement Center, of which I might add that I didn't know that until I read it in the paper that you and Jessamine are the owners of that business?
Jessamine, it's her brainchild.
She and Dwight started that actually years ago. Was it a church? However.
We were up in the church, yep.
Mm-hmm.
And then
got a better space for this kind of thing because it's
in the old
gorgeous.
Odd Fellows Hall, which is funny that we're bookending with the Odd Fellows
absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is a gorgeous building
it's
with
beautiful.
A gorgeous dance floor.
Yeah. And there's so much, I mean.
And the decorations you guys put up are always out with the lighting and all of that kind of stuff. The armory is a whole different space because it's so huge.
Yes.
Yes.
But we've been really, I mean, Robin and I went in a cherry picker with Jonna and strung up Christmas lights. I mean, it looks so magical in there now.
That's wonderful. So that is next week on the 6th of February. You still have time to pick out an outfit or to put together an outfit. If you're feeling shy, get some friends together. And dress each other. That might be a fun way to do it.
Absolutely.
And that's at 8 o'clock, and it's at the Armory. And what's the street? Is that 17th and Exchange?
Yes.
And if you haven't been in the Armory yet, there's all kinds of events going on there now. Skating. I even went. I didn't get on the skates yet. I haven't been that brave, but it's beautiful to see everybody out there skating.
It's so magnificent.
Yeah.
It's fun.
And it's so exciting that this massive building that was just wasting away is now a vital part of the community.
It's become a full-fledged community center. At this point, I think I see probably between 200 to 400 children, if not, and families
Amazing.
Every week.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
And we have tons of programs coming in. So this prom is a great way for us to continue on with these. And it's a fun way to do it, too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. And Robin, how long have you been working there?
Since the day it opened.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I lay low, you know.
Now, you're not a roller doll or anything.
I am, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I saw you and I went, She looks like one of those rolling. She's a tough cookie, I bet. Oh, good for you. Folks, if you don't know what we're talking about, it is time you got yourself over to the Armory and Saw. Thank you so much for doing everything in this town and for doing creating the atmosphere that brings people in humor and yet with, you know, it's moving on too. Yeah. My granddaughter came all the way from Wyoming, and that was the first time she'd ever been on roller skates. She's been on ice skates. She'd never been on roller skates. It happened right here at the Armory.